get gone.
Let's expect some really great things in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday, November 22nd, 2013. Roberta Fasanelli is here, the Queen of Cheap, with some really great deals. Fun Friday freebies coming up in a few minutes. Jennifer Horn with a television report later on in the hour. Ken Kessler is here to monitor social media with all of the ideas that we're putting forth to bring people in. Exchange ideas. Exchange not bodily juices, but mental juices.
That's all about. Not early in the morning.
All right, so what do we have, Roberta, later in the probably in the next 10 minutes or so? The Queen of Cheap has what kind of deals?
We have Legos, and then we have Legos, and then we have Legos. Even more Legos.
Hey, Roberta,
Legos.
Do you have Legos?
We have Legos. Lego my Legos. Yes.
Lego my Legos?
That used to be the, remember the commercial, Lego my Ego? It was the waffle. And
no, I kind of like Lego my Legos better,
Lego
actually.
My Legos.
My Legos.
That's it? Coming up. Few minutes.
That's just not it. That's like, we have like, I don't know, 30 different Lego listings.
Okay. Right.
We have Legos.
You like Legos?
Till the cows come home, we have Legos.
Legos. Cows are already home, but thanks anyway for suggesting. Don't get me started. Anytime somebody mentions cows, I'm going to go off on my suggestion that you make sure you have your comments for FDA regulations that have been proposed. You want to ruin your food supply, just let the FDA do what they say they want to do. Proposals, information, post at facebook.com/good day and also at dougsteffen.com. Plenty of people talking today about President John F. Kennedy, and it is appropriate to discuss the assassination, it seems to me. We've
years.
Actually
wow.
gone off onto several different planes with this, wow. including people who are actually still of a mind that it was a good thing that Kennedy got shot. There are people who exist in this country who still think that was a good thing. He was a damnable liberal, and he deserved to get shot. That's what you hear from some of the geniuses that still exist in our country. It's
amazing. I think more today, though, people are still focused on the speculation of what really happened, because I don't think anybody...
Today being November 22nd,
yeah,
you mean?
Today.
Right, because there are three or four new theories, it seems.
Well, new theories, and no one is satisfied, I think, with the report...
With good reason.
...that the Warren Commission gave, because it was
wrong, and it was a big lie.
Right.
It was a concocted figment of everybody's imagination.
So more than the sadness of his death, I think it's kind of the mystery surrounding what happened. And what you know, what my dad, I've told you this, really interested in this because it's his birthday, and so it's always been a big deal. He was young when Kennedy died.
Not that young.
he was 12.
Yeah, he's younger than I am, but we tease him.
Yes.
I
had to figure it out. I had to do the math. He was 12. Mm-hmm. But, you know, his big theory is that the mom did it. And the way he presents it, I believe him.
I tell you, that's a theory put forth by Jack Anderson, did all the work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that came from. There are the other theories that have popped up.
That LBJ was involved.
LBJ was involved. And then there is the most recent thing. People haven't even heard this one. I said this earlier. Kenny said, huh? When I was talking about the Secret Service agent who pulled up his rifle, the car stopped short that he was in. That was the Cadillac convertible right behind the president in the Lincoln convertible. And as they heard shots, he got up, grabbed his rifle. The car stopped short. His finger was on the trigger. It let go. And that's the gun. That's the shot that killed Kennedy.
I don't know if I believe that one.
I don't know what to believe, but
because
I know what I don't believe. And that's the Warren Commission report. There's not one word of any truth in that.
But something happened that morning where they changed the route. They changed the people that would be surrounding him.
Yeah.
There was something that happened that morning that was really key to creating the disaster that happened.
Yeah. Well,
you think they had some sort of inkling? Is that what they're? Is that
no,
what
I think
they're,
that
no,
somebody
changed
knew
the route on purpose.
Somebody changed the route on purpose, and then somebody took off. I mean, he was supposed to have Secret Service with him in his car, and he didn't.
Mm. No, but he didn't. That was the whole thing. He didn't want anything separating himself from the people. That's what he had said. He had dismissed the Secret Service from his car.
Yeah. Well,
that they didn't. He didn't want it. He wanted to be able to have full access to the people.
It's very interesting and speculatively speaking, what would have happened had he not have been killed. All of that stuff is not of any value.
Yeah.
Very interesting, however, to look at the way we cover news today versus then no internet, no smartphones, no 24-hour news channels. Information.
There was something on TV the other night about the whole CBS coverage of it with Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, there was
that
on
was
the PBS
fascinating. Did you see? It was fascinating.
I did. I watched it. Yeah. So as both Roberta and I have cut our teeth, and Kenny has too. Jennifer grew up around it. We're all radio brats. So this means something to us, and I'm betting it'll mean something to you if you don't remember this. This was just 6.5 minutes after the shots were fired in Dallas when the ABC radio network interrupted its programming, which was a popular music show, and news reader named Don Gardner went on with the announcement. Here is a sort of an excerpt from that program.
If you're
Doris Day singing, by the way.
Where
who's Doris Day? Stops. Music stops.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio. To repeat, in Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today. The president now making a two-day speaking tour of Texas. We're going to stand by for more details on the incident in Dallas. Stay tuned to your ABC station for further details. Now we return you to your regular program.
Do you know how to get out of that? Roberta, you'll get a kick out of this. When we were all learning how to speak and pronounce various words.
Three.
It was a big deal made out of the word detail versus detail. We were told never, ever pronounce it detail, always detail.
Detail.
And I underscore that as I listened to Don Gardner there with
he also had three. Did you notice that?
Three, yes.
Three.
Very pronounced.
Well, it depends on how you're using detail. If you're using detail to signify, you know, small parts of a story or pinpoint something,
that's a detail.
Something. But detail is a collection of people around you.
Actually, on the farm,
thank you, Jen.
Yes.
On the farm, detail is the last end of the cow.
Detail.
We all remember Walter Cronkite. You've seen all of that stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And it still gives us chills, frankly. Still.
I remember being, I was 9 years old, and I had just gotten out of 2 weeks in the hospital for asthma. And I was at my grandmother's house, and I'm watching, you know, cartoons, the way a nine-year-old would be watching cartoons in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they interrupted the cartoons.
Yeah.
And they never really went back to them. And I remember thinking, all right, so they killed the president. He's dead.
Where are our cartoons?
Where's the cartoons?
Good, Roberta. Nice to know you were the same at nine as you are today. All right.
I remember thinking
that. So from the ridiculous to the sublime, the big story today in radio, you're all going to choke on your Cheerios when I tell you that the amount of attention being given to a couple of jocks in Detroit, disc jockeys, who are on the air at this moment with a doctor in the studio giving them prostate exams.
No.
Yes. They have decided that it is a good cause to remind male listeners to make an appointment for a prostate test.
Well, it's Movember, so that's why. Mm. And then they had Matt Lauer just do it on TV. Forget the radio. He did it on TV a week or so ago.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
That's enough, boys.
I think this is for older.
Bend over, boys.
All right, Roberta. Guys and gals, see, always Richie says, Roberta doesn't know when to stop. It's always one step further than she needs to go. There you go. All right, anyway.
I say what everybody's thinking and knowing.
Of course you do, but let them think it. We don't have to say it. Let them just think it. Here's, if you're hoping for thicker, richer hair and fuller head of hair, I have the end to the wait for you. It's Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia was created to fix the problem that you have losing your hair. Men and women have, in America, more than actually pretty much anywhere around the world. It's funny how that happens. If you study people's hair around the world, you find most people, especially in the so-called progressive countries, I guess I'm thinking about Europe, with, generally speaking, much thicker heads of hair. So thinning hair is your problem, as it is for millions and millions of men and women. May I suggest that you call 800-525-8319 to try Provia. You can actually go online to tryprovia.com. Thickening your hair, what happens is the pores are cleansed by Provia. Get rid of the old stuff that's in there like cement, the old creams and lotions you and bad shampoos used on your head over the years. This cleanses it. The follicles that are under the skin of the scalp can start growing again. Bingo. And in 4 or 5 months, you'll be amazed. People will say, wow, what have you done? And you can just say, I've been using Provia. 800-525-8319. Right now, you get a free month supply of Provia with your order. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a free upgrade to Rush shipping as well. Provia, bring your hair back. 800-525-8319. It does work.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and Jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's, where you can expect great things. Countdown to the holidays is going on. Lots of featured buys, so you'll check them out at Kohl's, where you can expect great things. All right, Jen, do it. Jennifer has the television report. We ought to switch off someday. Jennifer does the Queen of Cheap, and Roberta does
on
the
April Fool's Day, we'll do that.
We'll do that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, so what's on the list today, Roberta?
Okay, let's start with some custom photo fleece blankets. You can put your mug on a fleece blanket. How about that? 50% off at New York Photo. And we have the special coupon code for you. It does make it an unusual gift. Like, put the kids there, give it to grandma, you know, something like that. Home Alone, the complete four-disc DVD collection, $11.99. That's not a bad price at all, and we tell you where to get it at DougStephan.com. Family Fun Magazine, which actually is a great magazine. 2 years for $12. It's just $6 a year. Absolute bargain, 50 cents an issue. We tell you where to get that at DougStephan.com. And, oh my gosh, we got Legos. Have we got Legos?
We've got
Let's
Legos.
Start with a free Lego rocking horse. You can make one at a Lego store on December 3rd. And then we've got a list. Let's see, we've got 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 different Lego items listed that right now there are a tremendous sale going on at Amazon.com of every kind of Lego under the sun, starting at below $10 and going up from there. Actually, no, here's some stuff, $6.97. Yes, some very, 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 very good deals, all on Legos, all at DougStephan.com. Start your Christmas shopping early.
Queen of Cheap Box in the middle of the page. Look for the supermarket guru, and Roberta's right next to that. Lots of information at your service and on your side. It's the Doug Steffan Good Day program.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
By contestant Tim Olstad on the X Factor show last night. This is his save song. Jennifer, did you get yourself caught up on this at all?
Not yet, no.
All right, so this is, Roberta is usually the one who leads our chorus of either we really love this or we really don't. So let's listen to this for a second. Roberta, you can tell us what you think of this.
He is very good.
All right,
this is a tough song to sing, and he is right on pitch.
Yeah, he sounds just like Josh Groban.
This is the first time I've heard Roberta say anything good about any of these contestants this week. All right, so that's a milestone. Kenny, what do you think?
Really good.
Yeah, he does a real good job with that. I had my doubts when I saw what he was going to be singing, but nice job.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. He was competing with Carlito Oliveira, mm-hmm. who's here singing "Beneath Your Beautiful." See, I watched a little bit last night. I was not impressed with this guy at all.
It's all right.
Jennifer, what do you think?
You know, I like it, but it wasn't as good as the first performer.
No. And Kenny, what about you?
No, not even close to the first one.
But yet, Tim, who was the first singer, went home.
Wow.
He was gone.
Maybe because he's not as contemporary, this guy sounds a little more modern.
You think? Yeah. Whatever it is, it's hard to figure out what it is that really attracts people to. Is it the way they look, the way they sound, presentation, that sort of thing? All right, so that's the story from the X Factor last night. 26 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny. Jennifer Lawrence in the news. Apparently she's had a problem this week. Did you see that, Jennifer?
And she's been very open about the problem.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, she's all over the news. The one thing that people like about Jennifer Lawrence is that she doesn't pull any punches.
That movie starts today, right?
It does. The Hunger Games, the second edition, is very, it'll be huge.
So she's all over the place promoting it.
She was on a tour, 6 countries in 2 weeks, and she got a little stomach issue. Uh-huh. She was on Good Morning America yesterday and clarified a report she went to a hospital earlier in the week because she had gas. Right. And then she went on Letterman, and she said, and I'll do this as delicately as possible, I just had this really bad pain for like 3 weeks, and you can only blank your pants so many times a day before you have to go to the emergency room. She's really funny, though.
She's got TMI there. You know, you don't picture someone like her, like, actually going
she's
to the
great.
Bathroom.
Right.
It's like your teacher in the fourth grade.
My favorite line is she says, "Now it's reported in the news that I went to the emergency room for gas," which is awesome. I was like, I don't even want to, like, deny that. Let's confirm that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking That's of confirmation, funny. Other people in the news, the situation.
Mm-hmm. Big trouble.
Mike Sorrentino. What's the story with his trouble?
There's a situation with the situation. Yeah. he's under investigation from the feds. His company's, he's got a few of them, MPS Entertainment Situation Productions, Detail Management, and his clothing line are at the center of a massive federal crime investigation. No word exactly what the feds are looking into, but it's reportedly a finance-related issue.
And Michael Skakel was freed from jail yesterday on a $1.2 million bond as he awaits a new trial. He's been in jail for 11 years.
The Kennedy cousin,
for the murder of Martha Moxley. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and he gave me, this was a police investigator, he said he was involved in this, and that Skakel didn't do it. Hmm. That it were two other cousins who actually did it, and he took the fall for them.
Interesting.
Isn't that? And so now apparently the family is tired of it because they know the other nephews. He's the nephew of Robert F. Kennedy and Ethel. He has not spoken, nor should he. But I kind of at the time thought he was getting railroaded, Frank. I mean, it doesn't have to do with any love of the Kennedys one way or another, but he was guilty by association, and that never works. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
It's a fine Friday. The end is near, though. Hard to believe, but 2014, just weeks away. This is the time of year when many people think about what we've done this past year.
And say, where did it go?
Yeah, and think to ourselves, where in the heck did the time go? And your promises that you made at the beginning of the year, how'd you do? How'd those fare? Anyway, page one of our overview of what's going on, certainly devoted to the JFK 50th anniversary, 50 years after the president assassinated, thousands of people around the country today marking the day with a solemn ceremony. For example, there will be people at Dealey Plaza today. There are going to be people in Washington. There are going to be people other places in Texas. Actually, an interesting approach here in Boston, where the JFK Library and Museum being open for the day with a small exhibit of some of the never-before-displayed items from the state funeral. A number of musical tributes. It's an approach that is actually not being open to the public. I don't know why, but they're bringing in special guests. In Washington, the president is going to meet privately with folks that were part of the Peace Corps during the Kennedy years. You may remember one of the things that the Kennedys did was establish the Peace Corps program. So I'm looking at the Dealey Plaza thing. I'm putting bits and pieces together of all this. There were 5,000 tickets issued for the ceremony right in front of the Texas School Book Depository, basically on the road. They're going to shut the road off, if I understand it correctly. Moment of silence at 12:30 p.m. when the president was shot. And then other events marking this. I think what I prefer is the word milestone. What word do you think is appropriate for this, Roberta?
What's the right word?
Oh, wow. Awakening?
Maybe. Jennifer?
It's really awakened people to a lot of things, you know, to the fact that something like this could happen.
Could happen.
Which is why that was so shocking. It was like, really?
It brought us all together. It was a very cathartic experience.
Yeah.
It really was. Kind of like 9/11.
Anytime tragedy strikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, like I said to my daughter Victoria the other night, you know, we were watching a little thing on TV. I said, what you have to understand was just how beloved this president was.
He had quickly brought people around, even people who didn't support him, to thinking, because he had good people around him. He did seem to have integrity, that sort of thing.
People loved this man.
This was the first time that TV was really, really involved in a presidential election. And he was so charismatic and good-looking and charming and not taking away from his other qualifications. But it's easy to see why people fell in love with him on a different level than they did other politicians because they could actually see him.
I think that Nixon-Kennedy debate was the first televised debate.
Yeah, it was. And remember, people thought that Nixon had won if they had listened on the radio, but if they watched on TV, they thought Kennedy had won.
Right. And that was huge.
Called the Coalition on Political Assassinations. This particular group believes Kennedy's death was a big conspiracy. They usually gather on the plaza's grassy knoll for a moment of silence every November 22nd, but because it's being blocked off this year, the executive director of this group, John Judge, who first came to Dealey Plaza for the fifth anniversary back in 1968, said that they have agreed to have a meeting elsewhere, not to disrupt this one. This group, the Coalition on Political Assassinations, plans to wear specially made T-shirts today with an image of Kennedy's head with a bullet hole in it.
That is so tacky.
And the slogan reads on the T-shirt, 50 years in denial is enough.
Put the text on there? Why do they have to put his head? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is. Freedom of speech, however. Expression, Jennifer.
I know, but what
it
is.
We can be disgusted by it, but it still is what it is. Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce hosting a breakfast at the hotel where he gave his last speech and spent the final night of his life. So that's the story. By the way, the musical tribute here in Boston at the Kennedy Library will be the U.S. Navy Choir singing with James Taylor. So, a lot of people reading from the speeches. We've seen the photos of JFK and the flowers that not only are in Dealey Plaza, but at Arlington National Cemetery. The story is well known. Yet, as well as we know it, there are a lot of people who don't know it. And that's what we had talked about earlier. And Kenny, I wonder if you've gotten any response to this at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show. My surprise, but Jennifer pretty much underscored it. And Roberta, I wonder what you think about your daughter, for example. You have an educated home, your attitude toward educating your daughter and having exposure to lots of different ideas. What do you think of the notion that people her age don't really know anything, nor do they really care about this?
You know, her friends are a little different because they're all kind of nerdy type kids, so I think they're much more aware. But I think it's true. I think they need to make a Kennedy assassination video game. So then the kids would learn about it.
That's so sad.
Isn't that awful?
But you think about it. That way they would learn about it. They would learn about all the different conspiracies and who shot where and who's the grassy knoll. And, I mean, I know it sounds a little warped, but how the kids learn things nowadays.
Kenny, what are we getting on the social media?
Lots of people who definitely think that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. Nicole says definitely others were involved. Thomas says in a murder investigation, you look to who had a motive to kill, and then try to eliminate them as suspects. Consider the following suspects, and then he lists a whole bunch of different, most of all of the conspiracy theories that you've heard over the years.
Right.
The mob, the bankers, the military, the CIA. And Lori says that Oswald's role was to take the blame and nothing more.
I think that's pretty well proven.
I think that's something,
at this point.
We can all agree on
we all pretty much think that that's the case.
Something more.
What a dark, 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 dark day.
Yeah.
And like my dad said, this is the first time in history when people were awakened to the fact that the government lies, the government covers things up, and that they're not always on your side.
Yeah.
And I think that's very true. I think before we built, as a society, we wanted to believe the government was there to protect us, and now we realize we have to sometimes look out for it, too.
Right. Does healthcare.gov bring that to mind? 888
you think?
302-3684. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. Or actually, this was yesterday's poll, but it fits because we got the results today. The suggestion with all the buzz this week about the anniversary of the JFK assassination, you still think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. 40% of you said no, there were obviously others involved. 25% of you said, I've never been convinced one way or another. 23% of you said, yes, the rest is all crazy conspiracy theory. 10% of you said, I used to, but now I'm not sure. 2% said, who's Lee Harvey Oswald? So 40 plus 25, so 60, 75% in one way or another have some kind of doubt about the Lee Harvey Oswald theory. That's pretty damning. When you get right down to it. And so that's what Roberta just, that's what gives credence to what she just said, about people just now know the government is not, doesn't tell the truth. And you want them, you want to think that because it represents us, and it doesn't tell the truth, and what does that say about us? Do
well,
we
and we
want to
believe we're the good guys, and we want to believe that we're being led by a group of good guys, and that's not always the case.
No. Nope.
And we've seen that. We've seen a lot of not good guys come out of government.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's the ridiculous stuff like people get appointed to jobs in the Treasury Department and they haven't paid their taxes.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's stuff like that or... You know, other things that seem to be deeper, go far deeper, the connection of business to government and what's going on in the food discussion. By the way, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, this is something that I have found, it's very dear to me, very near to me. The this is an excerpt from actually a trailer done by a fellow named Frank Huguenot, who has become a great friend of this program's. And I don't mean just me, but he's fascinated with the program and has helped me a lot in coming up with some ideas that are contemporary. And so I think if you watch this, Kenny, you watch this. This was actually taken from a threefer, if you will. He put together, this fellow Frank Huguenot has produced a number, Huguenard, I think is his name. He has produced a number of very thoughtful movies. And so he did a trailer that included all of the three biggest ones, and one of them is called Beyond Belief. There's a trilogy on science, consciousness, that sort of thing. And those of you who know me or listen to this program well will not be surprised to know that I'm fascinated with the contents of what he puts forth in this video of the day. I suggest you might be as well. So I would urge all of you to check out the video today. Would you consider this to be very serious? Kenny, it certainly is thought-provoking. What did you think?
It's definitely thought-provoking.
Yeah. What did you think of it when you saw it first?
Well, initially, in the first few seconds, I thought what he had to say, because he opens up in this clip talking about religion.
Yeah.
And I thought that this is going to be very divisive, but it didn't continue that way. It's more about, like the title suggests, it's more about what you believe and how that shapes you and in some cases confines you.
Yep. Yeah. So food for thought. That's why it's there, and that's why we have sometimes fun stuff in the video of the day. Sometimes it's fun stuff on the air. Sometimes it's meant to be thought-provoking. So help yourself to something provocative as you enter your weekend. And the whole business about JFK is provocative as well. Here's something else that's provocative. A woman named Leon Shepherd, retiring, let's see, about 5-6 years ago, died in 2012, has 5 children, 12 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren. The will, did I say this is a man? No, it's a man. I said it was a woman, but it's a man. A fellow's named Leon Shepherd, died, left his $250,000 fortune and 4,200 square foot home to his cat. Actually, 2 cats. Frisco and Jake, 2 cats enjoying their 9 lives in the lap of luxury thanks to their devoted owner. So he leaves no money, left not a penny to any of his his relatives, not 1 cent. He gives the cats the house and his money. And so the report is at DougStephan.com in our poll today. Are you leaving anything to your pets in your will? A, yes, they get everything. B, yes, they'll be taken care of. C, no, but I'm thinking of changing my will. D, no, I'm sure somebody will take care of my pets. And E, I don't have a will. Or maybe you don't have a pet, but it's interesting. People really go off to what some would consider the deep end. I don't know. Maybe you don't consider this the deep end. Sometimes the cats and dogs, I mean, I would tell you that there hasn't been a better friend to me in my life more consistently because of unconditional love than Charlotte. You know, have I left her anything in my will? Actually, I'm not sure that she will succeed me in that department, so I haven't. But I certainly have given her my all in this life, which I think is more important. I think, you know, I've said this to my kids. I don't know what you say to your kids, Roberto or Kenny. Mm-hmm. Well, what you've been told by your father, Jennifer, I know you get the business when he's gone. You've been getting the business. So.
Yeah, no kidding. The gift keeps on giving before it's even mine.
Yeah. But in your circumstance, Kenny, did you get anything from your parents, or do you plan to take care of your children if something happens to you?
I my parents are both still around, so mm-hmm. they still have their castle. And all
do you know
stuff.
Whether you're included in what happens to the castle after they go?
I believe I am. Mm-hmm. And they have both asked me certain different items. My mom has a stereo that I don't need, but it always reminds me of her.
Oh,
so
no.
I asked if I could have that, and I'll get that.
Oh.
And Lisa and I have put in our will things for to make sure that our kids are taken care
of. Mm-hmm. What about you, Roberta?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question.
Well, that's because your stuff is so complicated. Never mind, I'm sorry.
It's very, very complicated, and unfortunately, I've had to exclude one of my children from the management of everything because she is not capable of
doing
it.
She's not a manager.
And she doesn't know that yet. And
she does now.
You know, when the time comes, no, she doesn't listen to the show. When the time comes, there's going to be a bit of a blow-up, I know that, but... You know, you do. I mean, she's going to be taken care of, no question about it. But she'll have no management
access. This is the thing. Why do people think they have to take care of? I was talking to a guy yesterday.
Well, because you build a legacy.
Yeah,
and my father. You know, I was an only child, so yeah. You know, obviously, I was.
Well,
you know, put in charge of handling, and it's a big responsibility. Right. And he said he said this is my legacy, and this is what I want to hand down to my children, my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, my great 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 grandchildren. He laid out certain rules that he wanted adhered to, and so it's my responsibility to make sure that that's followed.
I feel like most men, and I'm taking you out of this because I know you're going to probably disagree with me, but I think most men, my dad included, and Roberta, it sounds like your dad, I don't think they would feel complete without being able to leave the planet with leaving something for their
something.
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's a difference here, and I don't want to, we need to spend a minute or so on the television report, but in terms of what everybody thinks differently, I have told my children that my desire is to help them when I'm alive with things that they may need help. Mm-hmm. And when I'm done, the farm, certainly what's left of it, I intend to live my life to the fullest, till the last breath. So whatever I have, whatever I'm using to work things through in my life to help not only my children, but a lot of other people and things is very, most of you know, I'm very close to the animals and I think that they deserve some consideration, but that's why I'm alive. When I'm done, nobody's going to really... I mean, some people may care, and if they do, swell. But I don't intend... If there's something left for my kids, great. They don't expect anything. And if they get something, fine. If they don't, meh. I mean, but hopefully after all of this is done, there'll be something left anyway. And I wouldn't leave it to some group of save the bovines, if you will.
Save the bovines.
I leave it to them. But
the
they know what my wishes
are. The old age home for bovines.
All right, let's get to a couple of quick things. Never mind the theme. Jennifer, what's the hot news in television today?
Oh, boy, Dougie. Lots of stuff going on, but let's start with Duck Dynasty.
You're going to start and stop with it because you got about 30
Ooh.
Seconds.
Let's New go. Documentary revealing the struggles the Duck Dynasty family went through before making it big. In the 30-minute video released by the Christian group I Am Second, family patriarch Phil discusses his battle with alcohol. Lots of big exciting news in that. You can
really?
Check it out. And I'll post the story over at our Facebook page. You can watch the trailer. It's interesting.
All right. That's that story. Quick story. Quick jab here and there. Doug's Good Day, 51 after the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Then you have come to the right place. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is going to help you understand some of the new bonus miles offerings from the major airlines, plus the story about if you're sending your children for Thanksgiving or Christmas alone, what you need to expect from airlines. So we'll have that, and perhaps we'll have a deal or two or three or four, because that's what this is all about in part. Tom Parson from bestfares.com on Good Day as we continue here. Stand by.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
All right, so Tom Parsons is here. One of the things that's in the news today, the feds are considering changing what they refer to as outdated rules against making calls during flights. And that was exempted from the most recent ruling allowing you to use your laptop or your iPad or whatever. We all know over the years that this has been pure nonsense. There was nothing going to happen to the plane if you were on your cell phone. And the fact that they continue to say that because it's in your safety is so absurd and offensive.
frankly, anybody who's got a brain, Tom, it's as usual, it takes them forever to act. But in the first place, the reason that those all were put in place is because they wanted you to use the plane's phones, not yours. Right?
Right. Yeah, you remember those days.
Yeah.
There used to be phones on the plane.
Right. Yeah. It's very expensive, but they all made money on it. All right.
Yeah, I think, you know, who did it? I think it was MCI that did it back then.
Yeah. Okay, so children flying solo this week for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, what do parents need to know about this?
Well, you know, the nice thing is you get to escort your kids. You go to this, you know, you have to call ahead. Most times you have to make a phone call to the airline. There is a charge for having kids fly solo. That's really, this is the kicker right there, but then you're given permission to go through security. They give you a pass. You wait at the gate, and I'd probably wait till that plane's up in the air, and you make sure it's gone and doesn't turn around, because you've probably been on planes, too. You get on the tarmac, and they got to come back. So the best thing to do is just wait until you know that plane's in the air. And then at the other end, whoever's picking up the party, they, too, can meet your child at the gate if you wish, and that's what I would do, too. And all they have to do is you give everybody their names, who's going to pick up whom. They show a government ID, and they go right through TSA without a real, you know, without a, they go through with a priority boarding pass page. Sure. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the trick. Let's use San Francisco, LA, almost everybody flies that route, Alaska Airlines, Southwest, Virgin America, United. But if you were flying right now with a fare of about $118 round trip, if you're flying a kid solo, Alaska is definitely the cheapest. They charge $25 if your child's two through 12, and $25 each way as long as it's nonstop. The next one, Southwest, is $50, but there is a kicker. If you have more than one child, they charge you for $50 per child, which most of the airlines will charge you one fee for up to four children. The third one after that is Virgin America, $75 to fly your kids solo. American and Delta's $100. American stops at 11, so if you do have a child that's 12, you still can go to the airport, walk them through, get a special pass, and not pay anything on American if they're over 12. But with Delta, they must be 14 or under, and they will charge that $100. But the worst guy on that whole route is United Airlines, $150 each way.
Oof.
So you're talking for the 118 round trip airfare, a total of $250.
So you know to stay away from United when it comes to.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.